The sheep are safe, gently nudging them, and if necessary, to beat off an attacker like a wolf. But you do not use the rod or the staff to beat up on the sheep. And sometimes people think that we need to be harsh to our children. No, we need to be diligent with our children, always aware what is necessary and what is not. And this is a difficult thing, because we know from the time we were children, what is the right amount of discipline and care and concern? When is it too much and when is it too little? Perhaps only God knows. That is why we pray, both children and parents, for the wisdom to know what is the right step to make next. There was a guy who got a letter from the Internal Revenue Service, and it said, "This is your second notice. You are arrears in your taxes." So the guy showed up in the office and said, "I'm here because I was very, very taken aback, but I received no first notice." And the office says, "We don't send out first notices. We find the second notice gets the result we want." And sometimes we try to do things to scare people into being good, to cajole them and to smile at them to be good. And sometimes we do the same thing to ourselves. In today's gospel, we have a beautiful way where Jesus is in Capernaum, a place where he had made his own after quite a few months. And he sees that a person is suffering, and he forgives them their sins. The gospel in this instant is incomplete, because the only way forgiveness can actually happen is if the person accepts it and is sorry for their sins. Because forgiveness and salvation is not automatic. There are often when we show up to church and we say, "Okay, God, do something." And God says, "Listen to me and you do something." There's a man and a saint who was once asked, "Why don't you pray to God and ask him why doesn't he take care of all the injustices in this world?" And the person says, "I'm afraid that God may ask me the same question. Why don't you take care of all the injustices in this world?" So in this life, we know that both in our faith and in every part of our life, we are given the great obligation and the great joy of choosing and deciding what we do and how we respond to life situation. So if God says your sins are forgiven, each of us has to ask the question, do I really want them to be forgiven? Have my dysfunctional choices become a comfort to me, where the fear of trying to be better shuts down my initiative and I say, nobody's perfect. We're all in the same boat. Why try at all? It is the cowardly person who gives up. It is the courageous person who says, I know I have many faults. I know that I have gotten used to bad habits and bad words and bad thoughts. But I will try again, because repentance is about loving so much, so often, that I love you enough to change my life. That is the most difficult thing. We always find it easier in our words to change other people's life. So today, pray for God for the courage to say, I want to accept the forgiveness that is offered and the salvation that is given by changing my life. Because a person who wallows in the mud and refuses to be clean will never be clean. But a person who gets dirty And a person who fails often, but gets up and tries again, is a very brave person and a very loving person who says to everyone around them, you deserve a better me, and I will try to become that better me. Slava Isusu Christu.